Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code? And I am the supervisor on the floor today.
22193.
All right. And may I please have your first and last name?
Judith White.
All righty. Thank you for the information. And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
4739 Hedrick, H-E-D-R-I-C-K Lane, Woodbridge, Virginia.
I do see where our pulse oximeter was purchased. You stated that you do not recall purchasing this item.
No, ma'am. I don't have any breathing problem. I don't know who did that. Wasn't nobody here.
Is there anyone in your household could have possibly ordered this product without your knowledge?
No. I have my card with me at all times, and nobody here needs this.
Okay, so what we will do for you today is contact the local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. Your local authorities would then verify the location where the order took place. Give me just a moment.
Okay. This has been happening to me a lot, different places, and I don't understand it.
Okay, so while we reach out to your local authorities, what I am going to do is provide you with two refunds of $49.97. Those refunds will take 3 to 5 business days. Also, you will receive a refund of $6.70 as well, $6.70. That will take 3 to 5 business days. Your account has been canceled out and also refunded. Cancellation does mean the prevention of any future shipments and also any future charges.
Uh-huh.
And I also have a cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay.
The number is
258-21-37-25.
258-213-725. That is correct.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
Thank you.